We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa head girls basketball coach Rick Meyer. And Coach, let's talk about this year's team first before we jump into your games. A little bit of a different team for you this year. You're missing some pieces from last year, obviously, due to graduation. So, Coach, how is this team coming together, and what's this team like?
Well, it's come along. It's a slow process. You know, we're still fairly young. You know, we've got a couple of sophomores that we're probably going to be, you know, are going to be starting, and we'll have a few freshmen that will be sprinkled into that, plus our returning juniors and the one senior I have. So, I mean, from that standpoint, we're still probably looking at a fairly young team that's not full of a lot of experience, you know, but they've worked hard. You know, over the summer, we worked on a lot of things and went to a couple camps and did fairly well there. And, you know, we've just been working on various things on the offense and defense, just trying to improve and get better. So, you know, hopefully as the year goes along, we'll see that improvement and, you know, continue to mesh and get better. But, you know, it's a learning and growing process right now.
And, Coach, your guys' first night out was an exciting one against Northwood Kensett, and you guys are able to get the victory there towards the end of the game, 40-39. What a fun one that was, had to be for your team.
Yeah, it was. It was real exciting. You know, and we were fairly evenly matched with them, you know, coming in, and it was a close game throughout. You know, we'd get up by a couple points, and they'd come back, and they'd get up by, you know, a few points. So it was just kind of a back-and-forth game, and it came down to the last, you know, couple minutes where it was, you know, within a possession of each other, and you know, we ended up making some crucial free throws there in the last, you know, 30 seconds or so of the game to kind of help seal that win, and you know, and play some tough defense there to hold them off. But yeah, it was an exciting game.
Coach, maybe it's something like that early in the season, some momentum and some, you know, kind of some feel good for your team.
You know, and that's one of the things, you know, you talk to the kids about that, you know, those types of games, you have to work hard at it. But, you know, the success of it and what the result is when they do that is there. And, you know, you hope that they put that in the back of their mind that, you know, when those things come up again throughout the season, that they've got the ability to do that. And, you know, we do have that capability. We just have to reach back and get it and, you know, not get down and keep fighting.
And, Coach, your guys' next contest was a tough one coming against a ranked West Fork team. They're able to get an early lead, an offense that is pretty potent, get an early lead and able to get away from you and win that contest.
Yeah, that was a tough night. You know, coming off that emotional win the night before, then turning around and having to go down and play West Fork, you know, it was just kind of a hard one right from the start. Like you said, they are a very good basketball team, and we struggled against their pressure and their press, and we just never could get anything going. Even in the half court, if we did get in there, they made it tough on us. So, you know, we struggled all night long, but, you know, the kids kept battling and kept going at it. But against a team like that with their firepower, their shooting and stuff like that, it was just a hard game to get into.
But with their pressure, obviously, maybe something that's good to see early in the season because, as we know, in the top of Iowa West, a lot of teams like to throw a lot of that pressure on. So something early for your team to see.
It is, you know, and that's one of the things that I think going forward, you know, we're going to have to really work hard at, and that's going to be our weakness, I think, this year is handling that pressure. I mean, we've got some decent ball handlers, but, you know, we don't have that stellar guard that can just take the ball and, you know, take over and handle it. So, you know, it's got to be kind of a committee thing. But, you know, it's one of those things we're just going to have to work on in practice and, you know, through games, get better at it, adjust to those types of things because, like, you're right, we're going to see it in the conference this year and going forward.
And, Coach, you lost your game on Tuesday night. We'll talk about that in a second. But last night you guys hosted North Union. And North Union able to get past you last night, Coach?
Yeah, kind of the same scenario there. Start out slow. You know, they jumped on us, and again, that pressure. They've got very quick guards, quick hands. You know, knocked a lot of balls away, tied us up quite a bit with jump balls. And again, we just couldn't get into the offensive rhythm. You know, we were trying different things and trying to get kids involved and doing some things. It was a struggle getting going there in that first half. Second half, you know, we came out and played much better. You know, we held them scoreless for about the first 3.5-4 minutes of the third quarter, you know, which was a great sign that, you know, the kids still wanted to play. And, you know, we made a little run in terms of points. We were just too far behind to make a dent into that. And, you know, they just kept pulling away.
And as I mentioned earlier, your game from Tuesday night getting moved because of weather. You guys will turn around and travel to Garner Hayfield Ventura today as you'll take on GHV at about a 1:15 this afternoon. So a quick turnaround, Coach. As you mentioned, a lot of games here right in a row, and you're going to turn around and play another back-to-back as you guys travel to Garner today. Coach, what are you looking for out of a Garner team that's under a new head coach this year, so maybe some different things? What are you looking for out of them?
Well, that's probably, if they stay anything similar to previous years, you know, tough half-court defense and pressing. They still got a couple kids back from last year that can shoot the ball pretty well and shoot that three-pointer, and that's one of the things we're going to have to get on today with that game, is to make sure we get out on their shooters and don't give them those open looks from the three, because they will knock them down. And sometimes, you know, we tend to maybe not get out quick enough and give them those open looks. So, you know, I expect our kids to come back and play well, you know, even though it's a short turnaround. You know, we have the ability to compete and play hard, and, you know, that's what we're looking for as we come down to Garner today.
All righty, Coach. Well, wish you and your team the best of luck over the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you in a couple more weeks. So wish you the best of luck, Coach.
All right, thank you.
That was North Iowa head girls basketball coach Rick Meyer.